Okay, let's do it. So question number 12. Rav Chisda sover the beki te edim machin zor adob sholim le'ir le'edus achar abzuv ne'asmo zev ne'asmo mishum the b'hai sahade shakal amali. So Rav Chisda holds that for if two edim that machin zor adob, not only do they not work in terms of the edus that they're giving on right now, also ne'asmo in another case won't be working. And he said the reason why is the Gemara says b'hai sahade shakal amali. Why do I want these two edim that are aligned? Obviously, it's not shaya, right? So the question is, though, how do we explain the reasoning for this? We're going to the Rashbam and according to the Yad Ramah. So the Rashbam says that Rav Chisda is assuming that you can't just be moti mamon because there's a suffix pasul, right? Because the machshisin de'edzeh, we're not sure which one is actually pasul. We know one of them must be pasul. We're not going to redo it, right? Oh, what about the cheskes kashus? So we say, no, we won't be moti mamon based on the cheskes kashus because there's a suffix in our case. Right, so I even quote the lashon of the Rashbam. Right, lo yilu v'shum edus be'olam be'okimona achazaka. Right, you don't find any edus where moti mamon based on a chazaka. And furthermore, he says lo tetinu b'safek shema edim sulin. Right, and also the safek. So see, he said there's like these two ideas. That one we don't see any time anywhere else that we're moti mamon based on chazkas edus. And more than that, there's a safek in our case. Therefore, it won't be maton. So it won't be mamon moti mamon either. What does the Yad Ramah say? So the Yad Ramah says maybe the chazkas kashrus would work. Even makom trei betrei, right? Even when you have talked to the satrei, it would still work. But basin won't be makabal the suffix edus, right? So be'ikra din in echinami, it actually would work. But beitin is not willing to do that because obviously it's a suffix in our case, right? So the question is now, what's the nafkamina between the Rashbam and the Yad Ramah? So there's two nafkaminas. The first nafkamina is that let's say you have two kate edim that are makshish each other, and they're giving edus about the kashish of one person, right? A third. Person, right? We have two Edom and two Edom, so you have two people, and then the guy in the middle, they're giving Edus about him. So the question is, what's that guy's status? Is he going to be a suffix puzzle and he can't join another Ed, or can he actually be Moti Mamon based on his Edus, right? So Rashbam says, no, you can't be Moti. Why? Because even if he's a Cheskas Kashrus, there's a suffix in this case. The suffix whether or not he's really Kashrus or not, because you have Edom saying both ways. So the Rashbam says, we would not be able to rely on this third guy to combine with another Ed in order to be Moti Mamon. What about the Yad Ramah? So the Yad Ramah, we can actually read both ways. Initially, Rebbe said that we wouldn't accept him because we said it was a suffix edus, right? But maybe you can say that maybe one guy versus two guys is different. What's the reason why? So maybe over here at Davka, we know there's a Vadei Shakranus, right? And that's why the Beitim won't get involved. Why? Because think about it. When you have a case of two Edim coming against each other, we know that one of them is lying. We don't know which one, but we know one of them must be lying. And that's why Beitim said we're not going to want to rely on either the case of those two Edim. However, in this case, when there's one Gavra, we don't know for sure that he's lying. Why? Because think about it. Dafka in the case where there's two versus two, we know one of them is lying. But if two guys are giving Edus on one guy, and two guys are giving Edus on one guy, and they're saying opposite things, who's to say that this guy for sure did something wrong, right? The guy in the middle doesn't say that he did something wrong. So therefore, even if he's suffik, the Yad Ramah say he would be able to be Moti Mamon. And what's the reason why? Is because the whole svara of the Yad Ramah is not just the fact that we're not going to be moti based on a suffix. Because really, Mikra, then you should be able to be moti based on a suffix. The reason why Basin was machmer is because it was based on a vadai. We know bevados that one of them is going to be a problem, but because we don't know which one, we're going to be machmer. But in the case where there's one guy, we don't know for sure that he's a vadai shakar. It's only really a suffix. And if it's only really a suffix, we can still rely on the Cheskas Kashrus, and that guy can join another pair of aid, and he can be Moti Mamon in that case. That's the first Nafkamina. The second Nafkamina, there's a little bit of background in order to really understand the case. So we're going to go through the background, and Mirtash Hashem will get the Nafkamina as well. So the Gemara Bava Kama says that we machlokas Abai and Rabba. Abai says for Edom Zomim that we are Nifsalim Afreya, and Rabba says Mikan La Abba. What does that mean? So Abai says that let's say they gave Edus on, the 1st of January. And the 1st of February, they're found to be Edom Zomim. So the question is, what does it happen to all those Edus in between? Right? So Abai says, Nifsalim Afreya, right? So from all the way back in January, any Edus they gave is going to be a problem. And Rava says, Mikan La'aba. What's the reason why? So Rava says that Edom is a Chiddush, right? Because without the Chiddush, we would think we'd throw out both Edus. So therefore, we'd only say Mikan La'aba and not Pasalim Afreya. So the question now is, comes Tosfos and says, the Rava said Edom Zomim is a Chiddush, yet is it such a chiddush really? Because we know based on the Bava Basra that you have two Edim that are going against each other, they're both puzzle. So what's the chiddush, right? So again, if you assume like Rebbe holds like Rav Chisda, then we're in trouble because Rav Chisda obviously says that they're both, right? The question is, according to Rav Huna, really we can give these answers, right? Because Rav Chisda would have no solution because Rav Chisda would say they should both be puzzle. But according to Rav Huna, who said they should both be kosher, how do we explain it? So maybe the chiddush is that davka in imzomim, the chiddush is actually one of them being pasul, right? Why? Because according to Rav Huna, even though the edim are machshim zed zed, they can't give testimony on this case, but they're kosher for other cases. But so the chiddush by edim zomim is that one kad is going to be kosher, one kad is going to be pasul. So that's the chiddush according to Tosfot, I guess within the Ri, right? The Ri is within Tosfot gives that answer, right? The Tosfot Sanhedrin though gives a different answer. He says that the only chiddush by edim zomim in a chinami, we said that it's similar to the Ri. So what do we say regarding to the fact that one is going to be pasul, that's going to be a chiddush? Because they said we treat the whole parsha as a chiddush. So even though what we're saying may not be a chiddush that we have thought of before, because one aspect of the parsha is a chiddush, we see the entire sugya as a chiddush. So what's that in our case? So the chiddush in our sugya is that it's going to be, that one of them is going to be pasul, right? So even though but one is going to be kosher, one is going to be pasul, and maybe one of those is not a chiddush, because we see it all together as one group, we say the whole case is a chiddush. That's Tosfot Bava Kamma. Sorry, Tosfot in Sanhedrin. Tosfot Bava Kamma has a whole different approach, and that's going to lead to the machlokas between the Rashbam and the Yad Rama. He says we assume that Edim Zomim and Edim Achshirin were on the same level. They work the exact same way. But he comes with Chista and says no. Edim Zomim is working midin Torah's Vadai, and Edim Machshir and Zedze is working mid Torah's Safik. L'may Nafkamina, being Machlik Mamun. Rav Chista would say that Edim Zomim, because it's a chiddush b'toras vaday, you would not be able to be maximum because it's b'toras vaday. Obviously, you'd not be able to maximum. However, for machshir ben zeh by two kate edim, that would only be a safek dirabanan. That should only be safek, and as opposed to vaday. Therefore, you can be maxik mamon. So, how do you fit back into the Rashbam and Yad Rama? So, the Rashbam would say, ubahadisare shakir lamali. Right? If these keys edim are lying, I don't want them. So, the fact that it's a safek puzzle, we can't follow the Cheskes Kasha in this case, and we won't, therefore wouldn't be able to be Moti Mamon. So therefore, if it's a puzzle, so in this case, what would the Rashbam say? So he would say that it's a puzzle b'torah safik, and therefore, you actually can be machzik, right? In a chinami, right? Because what did the Rashbam say before? That we can't be Moti Mamon based on a safik, right? We can't be Moti Mamon. But whether or not you can be machzik Mamon, the Rashbam would say you can be machzik Mamon in the case of a safik. However, what did the Yad Rama say? He would say no. He would say that because it's vadai shakras, right? Because the puzzle isn't a suffix, rather it's b'toras vadai, then you can't be makabal edus of any kind, even to be motzi, right? Motzi, machzik, nothing works yad rama. So the nafkamina based on the Gemara in Tosfot Bava Kamma is whether or not you can be machzik based on the edus of the suffix or vadai, right? So the Rashbam would say that because, even though in general we say b'hadi shakri lamali, that we don't want edus that is lying, that's only a case of being moti mamun, because we won't be moti mamun based on a suffix. But in terms of being machzik, according to Yimir Rav Chista, dafka by bachshin eidzeh, because it's only a suffix, we would be machzik mamun. And the Yad Rama says, no, I don't care if you're being machzik or being moti, because it's a suffix, we're not going to be moti mamun, because obviously, again, this is what we said before, that it's not just a suffix, the suffix is based on the vados. Because we know one of them is vaday sheker, which not, we don't know which one, so we're machmer to say the suffix. So that's an afmin of the Yad Rama, we say we cannot be moti and we can't be machzik either. That's an afmin between Rashbam and the Yad Rama. I know there's a lot going on over there, but obviously the end is really the nafkamina that Rabbi's looking for. I think on the Bechina, he's most likely going to ask like one of these two nafkaminas. He can obviously do the first one because it's a lot simpler. But Lemaisa, in terms of the background, the most important aspect is Tosfot Bava Kamma, and based on Tosfot Bava Kamma, about the difference between Edim Zomimim and Edim Achshirin, about Vadei Versafek, that leads to the nafkamina of the Yad Rama and the Rashbam. Givaldik. Question number 13. So move over Gemara, Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph. Right, so the Gemara explained the machlokas of Nachman Rava about two kete edim, whether or not they can give edus based on the chazaka. Right, so the question is: the machloka is the machloka at Rav Nachman and Rava tali machloka at Rav Huna and Rav Chista or not? So we know the Gemara says that there are two contradicting edim, and Rav Chista said they're considered psulin, and Rav Huna said they're not. So we said maybe it is connected. Why? Because in our case, you have one guy who's saying Eidus on the Eidus that he has that his father was there, and Achal Shnei Chazaka, and the other guy just has Eidus on Shnei Chazaka. So if Nachman says we trust the guy of Eidus Avos and we give it to him, and Rebbe said no, the Eidus is Machshis and Zedze, we don't trust either of them. So therefore, Rav Huna will line up with Rav Nachman because Rav Huna obviously says that they're not considered psulim, and therefore Nachman is also saying they're not considered psulim. We actually trust one of the guys. And therefore, obviously, Rava would line up with Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman said before that Machshishin Zed Zed, they're going to be puzzled forever. And obviously, Rava is saying in this case, it's going to be Eidim Machshishin Zed Zed, therefore it won't work. So seemingly, it's a clear lineup between Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, and Rava and Rav Na, and Rav Nachman and, Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, and Rava and Rav Chista. However, the problem is, the Maskana of the Gemara says that Rava could actually go like Rav Huna. So how do we explain that, right? So then we go to the answer of Tosla, Baba Kamba, and the Rashba. Right, so this is the next part of the question. V'im Rava Sovek Rav Huna, right? Lama ena edim nemen legabe edus after af imachshu legabe edus chazaka. We're going to give Tosla, Baba Kamba, and the Rashba, and then we're going to explain the Machlokas more fundamentally based on Rabbi Kivi Eger. So what do we say? So once we assume that Rava holds like the Maskana, that Machmishin Zed Zed, we're going to throw out the edus, it's going to be pasal. Then the question is how we approach this case of the guy giving edus about his father. Why should it not work? So maybe we should say that Achlat Eshnei Chazaka should cancel out and we leap over the edus of the father. Because again, one guy, they both have edus to Eshnei Chazaka, but one guy has edus of the father. So why don't we say that those two Chazakas cancel out and we should leave by the guy who has edus, additional edus on the father. So Tosafot Baba Kama explains that in order to answer Rav and Arsugya, he said the Eidim Machshishin Zed Zed is the problem because it's Oto Eidus Mamish. We view the testimony of the Bialus all as one thing. So Eino Chinami, even though he's giving Eidus on the fact that Yishnei Chazaka and his father, we see it all as one thing, and that's going to be an Hanachasha in our case. Right? So that's why we can't just tell the guy, oh, because he's an extra aid, he's an extra, thing that we should go by, we're not willing to go by him because we lump it all together. That's Tosafot Baba Kama. The Rashba, however, says that Eidus Shebatla Biksata Batla Kula. Right? He doesn't learn that it's all one thing. Rather, because part of it's going to be a problem, that's going to spread to the rest. Right? So therefore, he holds the two parts. There is in a chayim, there are two aspects of the Eidus, but because the two things are related to each other, and he said it, Tochidei Dibor, we're going to be puzzled the entire thing. So the question is, what's the difference between those two things? They both say, seemingly, that there's going to be a problem. Right? Tosafot says we lump it together, and the Rashba says the Batla Miksata Batla Kula. So what's Pshat? So one to explain is actually based on Rabbi Kiva Eger's Pshat on Get. What's the case? Let's say one person was Lishma, and one person was not Lishma, right? You have a couple of people. You have four people. One guy was Lishma, and three guys were not Lishma. Sorry, opposite. One guy was not Lishma, and three guys were Lishma. What's the din in that case? So we say there's one bad aid ruin everything. So we say that, no, the get is still going to be kosher because the psal of Lishma is not going to spread the entire edus. However, if it was a karov or pasal, right, then it will spread to the entire edus, right? So that is enough community. It's got to be seen between the Rashbam and Tosafot Baba Kama, right? Depending on how we understand whether or not the edus is lumped together or if it's being spread has an effect on what kind of pasal it is. Because based on Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying is that the psal of Lishma is more, does not spread. Right? Seemingly, you didn't see it all as one. The Shema is only going to puzzle that guy, but the rest of the Edom are totally fine. As opposed to if the puzzle was a carver puzzle, that affects the whole Edus because we see it all as one. So that's kind of conceptually the difference between the Rashbam and Tosafot Baba Kama. Whether or not we see it all clumped as one aid, or no, we see it as two separate things, but because they're connected, one can spread into the other. So obviously, depending on how you understand those two things, the soul makes a difference according to Tosafot and the Rashba. Givaldik. Question number 14. Hakashi Rishonim bein the Rav Huna bein the Rav Chista. Amai lo neman lakat abet b'migo shlochin apsol kat ha'echad b'gazlanu. Right? So the Rishonim asked, according to Rav Huna and Rav Chista, why is it that we're not neman the one of the edim b'migo that they could have been possible b'gazlanus? Right? They could have made a claim that these guys were gazlanim and we shouldn't believe them. So what's the reason why we can't say that? So Tosafot's first answer is that migo makom edim lo arminan. Right? Very simple, migo like aim lo arminan, so therefore we won't apply the migo in our case. Secondly, a migo can't be misaya edim more than any edim can help, right? Because it's said mea ketrei. So therefore, if you want to add more things to this case, it doesn't matter. You already have 2 verse 2. So all of a sudden, if you add 2 or 6 or 8, it doesn't matter. 2 verse 2, that's going to be it. Therefore, adding anything won't help. What about a migo? So we said no, because migo works like edim. Adding migo won't help you in this case, and therefore it won't do anything. What's the third answer? So the Rish says that Migu can exist by Adam, by an Adam Echad, but not by Shnei B'nei Adam. Right? So in Echanami, you might have had the Hamidu can apply a Migo, but because it's Shnei B'nei Adam in this case, we won't apply a Migo. Right? And those are 3 answers of Tosafot. What about the Rashba? So Rashba said that Edom are believed in Migo if the Migo removes a Psul Negiyah. However, Migu cannot work in and of itself to give the Edim an Iker Ne'amanus. What does that mean? Because what's the din of Edim? Apishnaim Ekim Yakum Davar, right? They can only be Ne'aman based on a Dibar. So adding the Migo in order to show the Edim that the Iker Ne'amanus is not going to be work. Like, it's more of a fundamental thing as opposed to Toso, but more like a detail-oriented thing. Because by adding Migo to Edus, that's not going to help you, because you need Apishnaim Ekim Yakum Davar. You need the actual testimony. So adding Migo to a place where we had Edim will not affect anything according to the Rashba. Givaldik, question number 15. Hayim efshar la'achriya trei v'trei api biror echad chutz me'edim. So now this is going based on the last question, right? Sima kodin tosin the Rashbam, adding a migo won't help. So the question is, do other people say otherwise? So the first source the Rebbe wants is Tosot. So obviously we just said a migo cannot be misayah because it's like adding more edim. So obviously migo will not help according to Tosot. Okay, now we're going to skip to the Ru'ah and Ksubis and the Shev Shmaitis over there and see whether or not other things can be machriya in the case of Trei V'Trei. So what are the Gemara and Ksubis says? Let's say you have two people come from a Shuk and they're Makai Mishtar. Right? They say the Shtar is a good Shtar, but they didn't repussel. So they're Ne'aman to be Machshir, but they're also Ne'aman to be Machshir. Again, this is kind of the Sigur of Pesha Astar. We're not going to get into this right now. Right? But the question is, let's say that we know other people that can be Makai Mishtar. Right? So what do we say in that case? Wouldn't this be a Trei V'Trei? So the Gemara says we leave it b'mamon b'chazaka hamare. Why? Because these two guys who originally said that the shtar is good and then said puzzle, and we have another two edim that say no, these guys are really good, and see me Trei V'Trei. So why do we trust one or the other? So the Gemara says fine, we leave it b'chazaka hamare. And on that they're all asakasha. He says the maskana is that we leave it b'chazaka hamare. But the question is, isn't there a chazaka that edim that usually shine on a shtar are good edim? Right, forget about the Eidah Shebishtar, right? Do we not have a Chazakah, right? In a Chanamah, we have a Trei V'Trei V'Safek, but the Chazakah should be Machriya, right? Yet we know that Rov is a beer, and should be no different than Amigo. So what do we learn out from the Ra'ah? So based on the Ra'ah's question, he must be assuming that Chazakah can be Machriya, the Makum Trei V'Trei, because otherwise what would he be asking, right? So based on his question, seemingly the Ra'ah would assume that in a Chanamah, maybe Amigo won't be Machriya, but a Rov or Chazakah would be Machriya because it would be a beer in our case, right? So that would be one aspect that maybe can be Machriya but Makom Trei V'Trei according to the Ra'ah. Comes a Ben Yonah and says that we know there's a call in our case, right? The whole Shach of Atari of a call, and the 180 comes and says, not a good call, and all back and forth, right? But the first thing that we start off is a call, right? So we know that a call in general is Arif Mechazaka, but not be Makom Trei V'Trei. Why? Because we say this situation is like Trei Kameya. Right, kol is fundamentally similar to edus, so adding that to makom trei v'trei won't help. However, chazaka will be machriya because it doesn't work the same pair way as edim. Right, we know chazaka is more of a hanahaga, so therefore, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, chazaka would also be able to machriya because it works fundamentally different than a kol. Come the Shita Miku Betzet and says, quoting the Rush, that we allowed the kol to win when we didn't know where the kol was coming from. But once we know the Edim come, we know where the Kol came from, and it becomes a part of the Trei V'Trei. So therefore, according to the Rush, the Kol will not be able to be Machriya because it gets knocked out by the Trei V'Trei. So it's not like there being, you know, that it's the Kol is similar to like Edim. Rather, because the Kol gets engulfed in the Trei V'Trei, it won't be Machriya in our case. Right? Those are the Shita. Then we go to the Shita of the Kovetz Mefarshim. And the Kovetz Mefarshim is based on Rabbi Kiva Eger we saw a little bit ago. Right? What does Rabbi Kiva Eger say? We know there's a fundamental question whether or not Trei V'Trei is Savik Derabanan or Savik Deraisa. So if we say that Savik Deraisa, then obviously we won't be able to follow Chazaka. But if a Trei V'Trei is only a Savik Derabanan, then maybe Deraisa we would follow Chazaka. Lamayna Afkibino. Maybe there would be a case, even if it's Trei V'Trei, we would follow Chazaka. There would be a case of that. So fundamentally, when we say Trei V'Trei, what does that mean? Well, you have two Edim going against each other. What's left after two Edim are going against each other? So on the one hand, we can say the Trei V'Trei is a Derabanan, and we follow Chazaka, because once you have a Trei V'Trei, then you're kind of back to square one. It's zero. So therefore, anything else you bring afterwards is going to help you. Because you go plus one based on one aid, then you go negative one based on another aid, and that equals zero. So now you're back to square one. So anything you bring now should be Machriya, right? On the other hand, if you say that no, it's Kamandi Itnu Hudami, that Trei V'Trei is like the Edim are present, but we have a suffix in our case, then bringing something else won't be Machriya because you're not at square one. You still have those two Edim at play. So fundamentally, that's a difference, right? If you say, Kiman Delenu Hudami, then seemingly anything should be Machriya. Doesn't matter what it is, a beer, a chazaka, a migo, anything should be Machriya. However, if you say, Kiman Deinu Hudami, then no. It won't be Machriya. And that's what we said before. The Nafkamina is whether or not a beer can be Machriya like a migo, right? Depending on if you say it's Inu Hudami or not, seemingly that should be the case. Comes Ochanan Wasserman and says, no, even if you assume Kaman Inu Hudami, you can still be Machriya. How is that so? So he explains that, is it a general statement that we say there's no beer greater than two Edim because Trey Kimea? Or is it Halacha, Dafka, and Edim that 100 Edim is like two Edim, but it's Dafka by Edis? Lamai Nafkamina. Let's say that if you have a different kind of beer, right? Maybe that'll make a difference, because we know in the realm of Edim, if you add more Edim, it won't help. But let's say you add a Migo, so even though fundamentally it works as a beer, because it's not Edim, maybe it should help. Because Rav Chanan Wasserman's Chiddush is that the only reason why we don't apply more Edim in the case of Man Ki'inu Hudami is because we have this din of Trey Kimea. So by adding more Edim, it won't help. But that's only a din by Edis. So therefore, if you add Migo, even though in Achinami, it works fundamentally the same way as Edim, because Migo is not the same as Edim, even will be Machriya, even according to Commander Amar, of Edim Hudami. I know it's a little complicated, but if you want me to, I can definitely explain it more. But that's the Chiddush of Chanan Wasserman, that even according to the Inu Hudami, there's what they say that Miyu can still be Machriya, but Makam Trey V'Trey. Yivaldik. Question number 16. There geder din kol la'am gavar, ledat harash v'aramban, tenaf kamin al dina b'nehem, mahi shitas harashban b'zeh. So now we're talking about the geder of kol la'am gavar, Yivaldik, it's crazy shita, you just kind of let them fight it out. So if we can be Machriya, what that really means. So Ramban says in our case that if there's no muksak, then we leave it where there is. We don't apply kol to alim gavar. But even though we shouldn't have really done anything in the first place, we say regardless, we leave it the way it is now. So fundamentally, seemingly the Ramban is seeing as a silak, right? We kind of remove ourselves from the situation, shev al-tasa, and we do not involve ourselves. The Rush, however, says that kol alim gavar is a din. It's an halacha, right? It means that we follow the person who takes it first. That right? They fight it out. And whoever guy grabs it first, we say, okay, that guy keeps it. And the reasoning why, because we assume the other guy will say, okay, that guy's going to keep it, and you know, I don't want to have to bring Edim and get into a whole fight. So in Akanami, the first moment, each guy has an opportunity to grab it. But once a guy grabs it, according to the Rush, Kol and Dalam Gavar say, we keep it by that guy. Lamai Nafkamina. So we said that if the first guy grabs it, then the other guy doesn't have a chance anymore. As opposed to Ramban, which said that no, Kol and Gavar is a suffix. So because we remove ourselves, seeing the guys can keep fighting it out until one guy kind of gives up and let the other guys have it. So therefore, what's the nafkamina between the Rush and the Ramban? A case where the first guy grabs it, right? According to the Rush, we say, okay, that once guy that grabs it, it's over, it's a halacha, we paskin that it's his. As opposed to Ramban, and say, no, they can keep going back and forth, and seeing whatever guy has more energy, he's going to win out at the end of the day. The question is, what is the Rashbam Shita? Because seemingly, based on the Pshat of the Gemara over here, the Rashbam and Tosfot hold like the Rush, that it's a halacha. Right? A psak of basin, that wherever a guy gets it, that's how Kol Nam Gavar works. However, you look at the Rashbam based on Lamed Hey, he implies it's a siluk. So what's Pshat over here? Is it a siluk? Or is it more like a psak of basin? So Rabbi explained that maybe, no, the Rashbam holds fundamentally that Kol Nam Gavar is a siluk, right? But maybe a siluk just means that we can't be mezaka one over the other. In this situation, though, we did the wrong thing, right? We have to correct ourselves. Right? The basin came along and said, this is the guy's property. But then more edus came and said, okay, maybe we made a mistake. We therefore have to give it back to the guy, right? So because we're correcting ourselves, basin is obviously getting themselves involved. So we see it more as a psak of basin. But fundamentally, in general, the Rashbam holds that it's a siluk. So again, we have to look at our case. Our case is different. In general, the Rashbam holds based on Lamed Hey that it is a siluk. In our case, however, it's more like a psaka basin because we made a mistake. We there need to fix it because there's an unfair advantage. That's how the Rashbam fundamentally holds of Kol Dalim Gavar. Givaldik. Pushing through. Number 17. Lam andam mar chashina andu de lebedina lam me'elin adam lekuhuna im yata alav kol shuhu ben gerusha ben chaluta ve'akar kach ba'ed achad ve'edik shuhu ben kohen kasher give dalet terutim. Right? Did I skip a question?
No.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. What? Okay, I got scared for a second. Thank you, Bini and Shlomo. Okay, so the Manda Amar says, Chashish and Zula Beidina, why is it that we're Mol and Adam Bekehuna if there's a kol that has been Grusha Ben Chalusa, and then afterwards, a guy came and said he's kasher. Are we not worried about basin being seen, quote unquote, as being bad because they're going back on what they said? So first toast with Anarda says a Kohen went out and Memeil the Kohen stopped working. We didn't paskin anything. It's not a case of Zuzi the Beidina because the Beidin didn't do anything. Because the Kohen went out, the Kohen took upon himself to stop the Avodah. But doesn't imply anything about the basin because they didn't say anything yet. So them paskining after the aid comes is not going to be seen as Zuzi Beidina because he didn't do anything. So the Lashon of according to Toso, at least, like the Achtine, when we say the Paskin seemed to be made up sock, is Lav Dafka, right? The Kohen on his own decided not to work, so therefore won't even have a Havim to say it's Zudu Bedina in our case. That was the first answer of Toso. The third answer, we're going to get back to the second answer in a second, is that, meaning, no, maybe Achtinan is Bedafka, but there's no Zeluta. Why? Because the first time Beitin did something, it was based on a call. But it wasn't a hard of the Gemurah, right? We told the Kohen to stop working at this time, but it wasn't like a real psak in the same way. Because you need Edus in order to be Achtine, right? Because you didn't have Edus, it's not going to be considered Zulut Beidina, right? So that's how Tosfos would get around the idea of not being Zulut Beidina in our case. The second answer that Tosfos gave, he ends up rejecting, is that you need two Zulutas in order to be a problem. And he says no, because it can't be that, because we know from our Sigya that even one would seem to be a problem. Like based on Rav Nachman, based on Rav Nachman, we gave a couple cases where that's not the case. So Tosfos seemingly rejects that pshat. Hold that in abeyance, we're going to come back to it actually. So before we come back to that, we go to the Ritva. The Ritva says that when there's a suffix of Trey V'Trey, that case is going to be Judah Beidina. In our case, what's the Matthias? You have a Ko versus Eid Echad. Is that going to be a suffix? No, it's a Vaday. Because again, we're passing based on the Vaday of the Eid Echad. When we first did things based on a call, we weren't paskinim bevadei. Rather, that was seemingly besafik. So what the Ritva is saying is that the whole idea of chashish and zulut bedina is only when the beitin steps in when they don't really know what's going on. But if you have edus bevados of what happened, that's not going to be considered zulut bedina because beitin is going on real edus. So therefore, the Ritva says it's not going to be a problem of zulut bedina because it's not a suffix in our case. Rather, it's a case of vadai. And now we're going to go back to Tosfos' second answer, because Rashi actually says, this is the din. Rashi and Ketubah says that no, the only time we're worried about Zulut Beidina is a double Jaluta. But the obvious question is, Tosfos brings Rayas, or not Tosfos, we brought Rayas and Shir, that's not true. The only one Jaluta would be a problem, right? Based on the case of Nachman, based on the case of Menachem, about the woman being Nishate. Seemingly there are cases, only one time of Zulut Beidina, and we were Hashinan. So how could it be that Rashi and Ketubah is saying, you need a double Zulut Beidina? It's a common issue to Mekubetat in Ksubas and explains Rashi. So he says, we aren't going to be machmer against someone with only a single Zeluta de Beidina, right? So the difference is that whether or not we're being machmer or mekel based on the Zeluta. What does that mean? That if we're coming to be machmer, then we're going to say we need two Zeluta de Beidina, right? In our case of the Kohen. In our case of the Kohen, we're being machmer by not letting him be involved in the Kahuna. So therefore, Rashi seemingly would say, when the Shidim Kubeta, you need two Zulut Beidina in order to do that. However, if we're being makel on someone, then we're going to consider based on just one Ziluta, right? So that's the difference between two cases. All the cases that we brought as a Raya for Tosa, Rav Nachman, or Rav Nachman, those cases are being makel. So when we're being makel in a Chinami, for one Ziluta, we are going to be Choshesh. However, when we're coming to be Machmer, when the Beitin is being Machmer, we're not going to be do something just one Beit Deluta. Rather, on two, that's the case when we Machmer, and that can explain why Rashi and Subas would say it's a double Deluta, even though we brought Rayas, where only one time would it apply. Shkaya Chavra, great seeing you guys, and Amrita Hashem would be great.